done a delete on this one. So anyway, again, it is March 31st, 2023, last Sabbath Eve of the month, last day of the month, Friday night, 2023. And we are in Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 1, page 246, and we're on the first paragraph, not the dangler from the previous page. And it says this: the thought that the heathen nations, and especially the Egyptians, would triumph over Israel and reproach God was overwhelming to Moses. He could not let Israel go, notwithstanding all the rebellion and their repeated murmurings against him. How could he give up a people for whom so much had been done and who had in so wonderful a manner been brought out of Egypt? Now, a lot of people would think, especially in today's world when the love of many is waxed cold, you could see someone say, yeah, I've had it too, man. That's it. Yeah, kill them all off, Lord, and yeah, we'll start over, you know, because there's not a lot of love down here. But, and if that were the case, because I don't think Moses would be anywhere in that neighborhood of thought, but if he were in that type of neighborhood, I would think just showing, and I do this a lot, like when I see people that attack me, and one of my sons brought this up. He actually wrote this down somewhere, and one of my daughters picked it up, and she said, I wish everybody in the world was like, would have this kind of a thought process. And it was, my son said that he likes to look at people, adults, that come against him as if they're little children, like they're very young, like go back into their past and look at them as cute little kids. Yeah. And it's easier to handle the situation, you know, and how they, because they don't really know what they're doing. And they're not innocent. I'm not saying that, and neither was he. But, yeah, it could be, it could be a real mind changer if you think about it. And it does work. It worked for me anyway. So, but, just thinking of all the precious little children that would die if the Lord was to go ahead and wipe everybody out and start a new nation with Moses, yeah. Plus, we all know it was a test, but still at the same time, you know, human, you know, I was going to say profiles, but the way humans are, the way people are, the way our minds can be at times can be pretty bad. So, but going on, it says, the news of their deliverance had been spread among all nations, and all people were anxiously watching to see what God would do for them. Now, that is a prophetic whisper. That is going to happen in our day. We know that for a fact, because look what Amos said in Amos 8:11. The only reason that those Christians who now have the boils and now are guaranteed damnation, the only reason they're looking into the scriptures when they see those boils is because that at that time they finally realized that we were right. The God of those crazy Christians was correct. You know, or those crazy Christians were correct about their God, is what I'm saying. Because it has nothing to do with us. It's just the message he gives us. And so they're going to look into the Bible. And then we know what Sister White said about the Seventh-day Adventists and, well, everybody, in fact, but even SDAs, are going to bow down in worship of us when we start glowing right before it all ends for all of them, you know. Because that declaration went forth at Plague One. It's a declaration to everybody, not just the wicked. It's also a declaration to those that are stepping into the plagues that will never sin again, that will never die. The Gideon band, the 144,000. That declaration, of course, is whoever's holy remains holy. Well, at the same time, it's also whoever's filthy remains filthy or sinful or unjust. And so it's, in other words, it's when the Lord drops the censer and he steps out of them, out of the most holy. And so anyway, she goes on to say here that, but yeah, I just can't, I'm sorry, but I just got to go a little more on this because of the fact that I look, you know, we can all look and see that they're going to be watching to see what our God does. As a matter of fact, the U.S. government knows all about this, especially the wicked that have been descendants of the ones that infiltrated this nation to start with and that had the mindset back then that said, we're fighting against their God. We can't beat them. Just like that one Pharisee said when they wanted to kill, you know, Peter and the apostles because they wouldn't stop talking about Jesus. And they says, if we're fighting against God, yeah, we can't win. And this is what they realize at the infancy of the USA, of the United States of America. And so they figured the only way to get to the Christians in this nation, and Satan obviously was behind it, is to be, you know, knock down their faith, is to water it down. And so that's where entertainment came in. You had Hollywood on the West Coast and then Disneyland on the East. Disneyland obviously came later. But, boy, we keep losing the streams. Hold on a second here. Let me see if I can't. Because if I'm losing it on John 14:20, well, that's the server I use. Let me see. No, I'm at a low form of bit mapping there. I'm going to hit cancel on that. I'm only at, I'm less than a meg for uploading. So thank you for staying with us. You might have to go over to WTPR. Let me just check the speed real quick. No, I want to check upload. I keep forgetting. What is my upload? I keep forgetting to add this link on my generic browser here. Here it is. Test my upload. So let me drag it and drop it. Okay. All right. So test my upload. So it's going to... There it goes. Yeah, because that's all I'm concerned. I don't care about the download, you know, because I'm only kind of care about 5.8, so that ain't good. That's half of what we're supposed to be at. But again, these storms are moving in. It was actually the bad ones that were here earlier passed us, never touched us, but they're hitting areas that feed my internet. So we might get a little shaky. Keep that in your prayers. Hopefully we'll have church tomorrow too. So let me get back in the room here. Which live stream are you using, brother, Gilbert? Are you using POGM or Twitch? Because mine keeps on fading. I mean, it keeps throwing up the black little box saying, you know, poor bandwidth or poor... Oh, you are using POGM? Oh, maybe I got things on here I shouldn't be doing on my end, you know. I don't have anything uploading, though, other than the church service. Anyway, getting back to the news of their deliverance had been spread among all nations, and all people were anxiously watching to see what God would do for them. And again, like I said earlier, they're going to be watching us. And like I was saying, in regards to how they were trying to water down the faith of the people in this nation, there has been, and it's been covered up like you wouldn't believe, especially the stuff that they got in the archives of the Vatican. They cover this stuff up when God fights for his people. Case in point, in World War I, I think it was, where there was this village, and it was a bunch of Sabbath-keeping Christians. And not a bomb was dropped, not a bullet flew through. But they were surrounded by the war in Eastern Europe. And once in a while, a soldier would wander into the village, you know, torn up, and they would, you know, attend to his wounds and fix them all up, no matter what side he was on. They weren't all about politics, and then send him back. And never once did they get harmed. The Lord protected them through the whole time. And this is recorded. This has been known. The only reason we know about it, the common man, is because a lot of the stuff gets leaked out. But some of the things that have gone down, and they like that's why I made that video years ago where it says they fear our God. They have to try their best to get us to a point to where they have a way, like Nero did, try to figure out some way to manipulate the laws of the land to where they can get these people behind bars and even kill them. So. Oh, good to hear, Jesse. All right. So going on, it says, and Moses remembered. Oh, just lost a stream on my, oh, came right back. Okay. So I'm just going to ignore it from now, unless in case it stays black for, say, more than 10 seconds, because it usually only goes for a few. So anyway, it says, and Moses remembered well the words of the Egyptians, that he was leading them into the wilderness that they might perish. And he received their possessions. Let me reread that. And Moses remembered well the words of the Egyptians. Okay, that's where that kind of flew out of my mind for some reason. That he was leading them into the wilderness that they might perish, and then he would receive their possessions. And now, if God could or should destroy his people and exalt him to be a greater nation than Israel, would not the heathen triumph and deride God or deride the God of the Hebrews and say that he was not able to lead them into the land that he had promised them? And Moses interceded, for Israel before God. His timidity was lost in his deep interest and love for that people for whom he had, in the hands of God, being the means of doing so much. Now keep in mind, this is a prophet talking. She's not reiterating something Moses said. She's reiterating something the Lord told her Moses knew in his heart. He wasn't saying, oh, please don't do this and that because I don't want to look bad, or I kind of like this family over here. No, it was all about how much he loved the people and, of course, the Lord. And we got to get there. All of us got to get there. She says, he presented before God his promise made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He prayed to God with firm faith and determined purpose. The Lord listened to his pleadings and regarded his unselfish prayer and promised Moses that he would spare Israel. Nobly did Moses stand the test and show that his interest in Israel was not to obtain a great name, nor to exalt himself. You know, because we all know, well, later on you find this out in the New Testament, but those who exalt themselves shall be humbled, and those who humble themselves shall be exalted, obviously. And have you ever noticed that too? Like even in life, and I've noticed it in my life, you know, when you don't care about this, you don't care about that for some reason, it's upon you in ways that other people envy it. Like everything from popularity or even hair. You know, like I remember that from, you know, like some of my buddies is, you know, I cared about my hair. I was pretty idiotic with it too, and to the point of hairspray. But going bald, you know, I didn't really care. I figured if it happens, it happens. You know, no big deal. But there's other guys that worried themselves sick to the point that they went bald. But that's no big deal. It's just it's diet, actually. And that's, we all found that out. As a matter of fact, when I stopped eating meat is when the hair stopped falling out. I think that's around the time. And so I kept most of it. But yeah, most of my brothers, they didn't. Especially one of them. Well, actually, all of them lost it. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. The fact is I've known people, and we've all seen this, people, oh, I so wish I had your, like the ladies, you know, oh, I wish I had your fingernails, you know, like my fingernails, for example, I could turn screws with them. And other people says, I look at them wrong and they crack, you know, it's because they're weak. But you don't think about this stuff. Well, it's the same thing with self-exaltation or even popularity, for example. You don't care about that. It doesn't. But some people live and die for that. I mean, they even made movies about that. Like, I think some movie was called The Mean Girls many, many years ago. I never watched it because I figured it's a girly movie, but people told me what it was about. Because that kind of movie, what guy wants to watch that? You know, Mean Girls. Anyway, she goes on to say, and that's when I used to watch movies. In fact, we don't do that anymore. You know, because it always reminds me, like, if I'm going to watch... If ever, and I praise God for this, you know, if ever I wanted to watch something like I've watched in the past when it's all fiction, it's not based on any true story. It's just, even when they base it on a true story, sometimes they really gild the lily and overdo it with fiction. And even that I don't want to look at because it reminds me of Elisha, or Elisha, however you want to say it. And when that king approached him and asked him to pray to the Lord, he says, well, get me some minstrels first. You know, I got to get this garbage out of my brain. And I don't know if you noticed that too, like, and this ticks me off because I'll find myself humming a tune that I heard and I liked back when I was a teenager, and it's only because the only reason I'm humming it is because I do all these articles, I read all these articles, watch all these videos about current events, just where it all falls into the end time scenario, right? And a lot of times they have this rock music in there, right? And so it gets in my brain. And so, I don't know if you can hear this, I'm going to put it on right now. I usually have this running in the background all day long. A lot of times I'll put Brother Austin's stuff on here or Elvin's. And I thought one guy singing the other day was Austin, and I said something to him about it. He says, oh, no, it's somebody else. The guy sounds just like you, bro. But anyway, I said a nice comment on his page. But let me hear, go to Bible, go to music, and then... And I'll go healing instrumentals. And now this is just harp music. You hear that? Now, when I'm doing this, maybe it's too loud on the stream. Let me knock it down. Let's see if I blast it. Yeah, it gets too loud on the stream. But I'll play that while I'm doing the articles. And even if I'm watching a video, you hear this in the background still. Subliminal, you know? And it keeps, it's like Elijah getting the minstrels, you know? It just keeps the garbage out. And I played it all day long sometimes. And when I go to pray, I play that on my cell phone along with this. And I'll show you something that I found there. It used to play all the time regardless, but for some reason it's starting to stop now. But this is an app called Bird Songs. And I'll click that bird, and the one on the bottom here, that one, a cardinal. And so I have this playing in the background while I'm walking in the woods or down the road praying with that music playing at the same time. Sorry if it's a little bit too loud. Here, let me close off, shut that off. So let me turn off the music. But that really, it does help too, by the way. Who's this? Oh, you got a tornado emergency on your phone, Brother Lawrence? Okay, let me check the radar real quick. A tornado emergency is like a tornado watch, maybe. I've never heard of a tornado emergency because it's nowhere near us yet, because I'm looking at the radar right now. There's something that's coming out of Urbana, and that's a good 45-minute drive from here, so we got time. But okay, so going on. It's a, hold on. Yes, dear. You didn't get none?
No.
No, Lawrence did. He just texted me.
Where?
Well, he's right down the road, so.
I
don't know. He said tornado emergency. It didn't say tornado warning.
Because I can't, the app that I have on, it ends at 8:35.
What does?
Everything, the radar, everything. It's just not working.
Really? It's, hold on, let me see. What he's got a tornado emergency, and it says National Weather Service, tornado warning in this area until 8:30 p.m. Is that Michigan? You might want to check your app, Brother Lawrence, because if it's still tagging your old neighborhood where you used to live, because there's a lot of stuff heading towards Michigan, a ton of stuff. It's all going mostly north, so that might be. So, but yeah, this is definitely not us because. Yeah, check your the GPS on your phone there, bro.
Anyway, the radar is not working.
The what?
Radar isn't working for this area.
On the internet?
Yeah.
That's why I use the internet. I use my cell phone for radar.
Same thing.
Oh, I don't work radar. Okay. You got the same app, dear. But yeah, her phone probably doesn't have a. I got a little bit newer phone, but hers is better than mine. But maybe it's just an app thing. But yeah, Brother Lawrence, check your where your base. It might be telling you where the danger is in your old neighborhood, bro. Because it's definitely, I just look at the radar, it's not us. Unless, of course, you're playing with the radar. But still, our Father knows where we live. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, so getting back, it says, the burden of God's people was upon him. God had proved him and was pleased with his faithfulness, his simplicity of heart and integrity before him. And he committed to him, as to a faithful shepherd, the charge of leading his people through the promised land. Yes, dear?
There's one on the ground in Champaign and Ventura. On the NOAA, it just went off.
Oh, on the NOAA it went off? Yeah, that's headed towards us.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It might go a little more north. Yeah, there's a tornado on the ground in Rantoul. And just outside of Champaign, Fran just said, we got a NOAA alert in the kitchen. And that if it's hitting there, 9 times out of 10, it would go through where we used to live in Illinois. And there's a slim chance it'll hit us, but it can, because we're in that same trajectory. So just keep everybody in prayer. Now next, she's going to quote from our Lord's Word here rather extensively. And I believe this is, it doesn't tag it. Wait, let me just see. No, it doesn't. Okay. Anyway, she says, and Moses turned and went down from the mount. And the 2 tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God, graven on the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there's a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf, and the dancing. Boy, that had to rip his heart straight out of his chest. Because that's rough. As much as he loves these people, and it's just like when, like those of us that are Christians have children that are off the path, oh, that just tears at you. I mean, you pray on a regular basis every day, you know, multiple times a day. Obviously, you love your kids. And often it brings you to tears, and there ain't much you can do because we're not God. We can, and so the best way that I found sometimes is to just, that was me, I'm sorry, I knocked the stream off. But it just tears at you sometimes, but you got to keep praying, don't give up. I mean, but you still have to kind of do the Titus 3:10 thing, you know, you don't keep on sharing warnings and stuff like that with the kids because they're adults. When they finally get to be adults, there's not much you can do. Pray that the Lord sends angels with seeds as well, you know, seeds of truth, and pray that the Lord also sends people that believe as we do. Because that works, you know, hearing it from somebody else and, you know, that might uplift our hearts. So, getting back, it says, back into the scripture. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount, and he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and ground it to powder and strewed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. As Moses beheld the children, she says, of Israel, shouting and dancing in an excited manner in imitation of the idolatrous feasts and idol worshippers of Egypt, so unlike the reverential worship of God, he was overwhelmed. He had just... Now, see, this reminds me of Catholicism. When I finally came out, my wife and I, when we finally left the Catholic Church, and let's say after a couple, 3 years of Bible study, when you look back, it's not a fun thing to do, and you realize, oh, my Lord, I am so sorry. I did not know these things, but praise your name. You opened my eyes to this. It is so graphically vulgar in Catholicism, but at the same time, you can't just walk up to a Roman Catholic and tell them all the vulgarities of their church and how it's based on paganism, which is mostly based on the lusts of the flesh. It is so difficult to reach them because they got a really big wall and they got 1.2 billion, well, last I checked, you know, brothers and sisters and well, actually, they've got probably well over 3 billion because all the Protestant churches wander after the beast. Everything from Sunday thing, you know, the Sunday keeping to, and that includes the SDAs. They got dozens of SDA churches keeping Sunday holy, and I can prove it. And as well as everything else from Easter to Lent to, I think they're in Lent now. I forgot all that. We used to do all the holy days of obligation, they were called, you know, to Ash Wednesday, everything. It's just so disgusting. When you think about what these symbols mean, and they don't even, like Santa Claus. You know, people don't realize, and when you look at today's world, yeah, now it's kind of easy to understand, but it can easily be understood now by most people because of the woke movement that Santa Claus is a cross-dresser. I mean, the name, the term Santa is not attributed to men. It's attributed to women, like Santa Lucia, you know, Santa Rosa. Okay, men are with the prefix of San, like San Jose, San Padre. So Santa Claus, you know, that's why it hooked. That's why if Satan can get you to, if you embrace a lie, then it makes it that much easier for him to, you know, keep you on his path onto the next lie. Hence the reason for the pandemic. That pandemic was just a way of getting them, not just a distraction so they can build up what they started today. Well, actually, tomorrow they're going to start doing the rollout of the cashless society thing. And so it's going to take them a few months to get their, you know, all the bells and whistles done. But they have actually been working on this for years. But like I said, it was like pulling teeth to get these articles and find them. A lot of them have been censored. You ain't going to find them on YouTube. They have to go to places like Rumble and all these other places, which... for some weird reason, I'm being shadow banned there too. So I took my podcast down and all that. It's all, my podcast is gone. My BitChute, I kept that up because that still keeps getting hits. And I haven't made a video in a couple months, so I'm in no big hurry there. Because I kind of like the peace. Because when you make a new video, you know, it gets a little bit intense. But, yeah, I could just see how Moses would have been overwhelmed. And when you look at, like when I look back and I see the Christmas tree and my loved ones, some of my siblings, and well, all of my siblings have the Christmas trees, and they don't realize how vulgar that symbol is and what it stands for and the reason for the garland. It's wrapped all the way around it, and when they put a star on top, that's got to be the most vulgar thing ever if you really knew what those symbols meant. Just think of Pompeii, okay, and what they glorified. That's all it is. It's just disgusting. It's gross. It's vulgar. It's putrid, perverted. But people look at it as a holy symbol. That's why it's so hard. That's why Satan fights, you know, tooth and nail and horn to keep those people on his path when we start stepping towards them. And that's why a lot of times when we're trying to help those we love, you know, it just could be a neighbor or a friend that, you know, is starting to get interested in the truth somehow, some way, the enemy of souls will pull them away, claiming that we're lying here or lying there. And since they're not very well read in Scripture, they'll believe the twisted verses and think that we really are lying. But if they live long enough to see the boils on their face, then they'll know, oh, they weren't lying, but now it's too late. You know, it's too late then. So, I mean, what's so hard about trying to see what we see? I mean, seriously. And anyway, she goes on to say that he had just come from the presence of God's glory, and although he had been warned of God that the people had corrupted themselves, had made an idol, and had sacrificed to it, yet he was in a measure unprepared for the dreadful exhibition which he witnessed of the degradation of Israel. He threw down the tables of stone in utter discouragement and wrath because of Israel's great sin before God. The act of Moses in burning the calf and grinding it to powder and making them drink of it was to show them the utter worthlessness of the God which they had been worshiping, that their God had no power at all. As a matter of fact, to show you how weak that false God is, after they drink it, it's going to end up becoming waste from the human body. That's how disgusting that false God is. It's just that weak and useless. Like Dagon when he fell forward when they put the Ark of the Covenant near him. They had to lift him back up. And it's just a stone statue, right? The next day he falls down again and his head's lopped off and his hands are cut off. There's the power of God. Their statue just bows before it and falls to pieces. There's not. I mean, think about it. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan himself, including all the demons that fell out of heaven with him, and every soul that has jumped into his camp, because humans, all of us have been, you know, the human race have been blessed with the gift of salvation if they accept it. That's all they got to do. They just got to accept it. Kind of like looking at the serpent on the pole when Moses showed it to them and they all were dying of the snake bites, the venomous snakes. And just looking at that, you know, that brazen serpent on that pole lifted up before the people, if they just looked at it, they were healed instantly. In other words, all you got to do is just look to Christ and you're healed instantly of the debt that comes from, the eternal debt that comes from sin. But they don't want to deal with that. They want to go after their false gods that allows them to continue on in their sins. It's a sick, sick world. Anyway, men could burn it in the fire, grind it to powder, and drink it without receiving any injury therefrom. As a matter of fact, it was colloidal gold. Well, I don't know if it would be colloidal, but it's still gold going in their system. And so he asked them how, then, they could accept such a God to save them or to do them any good or any evil. Then he rehearsed to them the exhibitions which they had witnessed of the unlimited power, glory, and majesty of the living God. And now she quotes from our Father's word again. And she's going to quote for a while here, praise God. And it says, I don't know why this book doesn't have the footnotes. Anyway, it says, and it came to pass when he heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, and we got pictures to prove it. The top of that mountain still burnt to this day. As a matter of fact, in my eSword app, where I keep all my studies, my notes, I got a picture of Mount Sinai right in there with that burnt top. And so, and it came to pass when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And you said, behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness. and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth walk or doth talk with man, and he liveth. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have, and lived? Go thou near, and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee. And we will hear it, and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me. And the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them, and with their children forever. Wow. And she says, Moses then presented before them. No, this is still the word of God. It says, Moses then... No, it isn't. This is Sister White talking. She says, Moses then presented before them their disgraceful conduct in the worshiping of the calf, the work of man in the place of offering sincere devotion to the living God. Now, if a Catholic were to understand those words in that context, they would realize that, yes, you are worshiping that statue, even though they say they aren't. But if they aren't, why do they have kneelers in front of the statues? Why do they put gifts at the feet of those statues? They'll blow that off in somehow, some way. Going on, it says, he pointed them to the broken tables of stone, which represented to them that thus had they broken the covenant which they had so recently made with God. God did not reprove Moses for breaking the tables of stone, but was very angry with Aaron because of his sin. And he would have destroyed him had it not been for the special intercessions of Moses in his behalf. Moses inquired of Aaron, What did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? Aaron endeavored to excuse his sin and related to Moses the clamors of the people, that if he had not complied with their wishes, they would have killed him. And then again she quotes the word. It says, and Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And now, hold on a second. Okay, what time is this thing hitting here? 8:55. Okay, this is 5 minutes ago. Yeah, that red stuff's heading towards us. But, again, my father knows where we are. So going on, she says, he would have Moses think that a miracle had been performed, that the gold was cast into the fire, and by some miraculous power, it was changed into a calf. She said, wow, I never looked at it that way. He would have Moses think that a miracle. Wow, so he was still in sin, using deception. Because I've always looked at it like where he was just saying, okay, this is what we did when we melted the metal, and out came this calf because we worked on it, and this is what was the end result of our hands after we melted it. But no, she's saying he would have Moses think that a miracle had been performed, that the gold was cast into the fire, and by some miraculous power, it was changed to a calf. Wow, I learned something new every day. So she says, this was to lessen his guilt in the eyes of Moses and cause it to appear that he had a plausible excuse for permitting the people to sacrifice to it and to proclaim, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Moses rebuked Aaron and informed him that his conduct was highly censorable, for he had been blessed above the people and had been admitted into close converse with God. That he should commit so great a sin, even to save his life, was a matter of astonishment to faithful Moses. Oh, boy, that just, when I think about it, the people that have come against us over the years that I do, in fact, pray for, and some of you do, too, I'm sure. I wonder if the Lord is allowing them to live on just because of the fact that we pray for them, and like Moses prayed for Aaron. Because they are precious souls. You can't turn that love off, no matter how much they come back at you. I mean, think about it. If one of your kids that you love so dearly, you raised from a little child, all of a sudden turns against you and is completely, graphically hateful towards you, would you all of a sudden stop loving them? No. You know, not at all. You don't approve of their lifestyle. You don't like what they're doing. You don't even like them, let's say, in some cases. But you love them. You don't like their character, let's say. You don't like the way they are. But you still love them. And so, again, he saw that the people, let me backtrack, that he, Aaron, should commit so great a sin, even to save his life, was a matter of astonishment to faithful Moses. He saw that the people were naked, that is, were stripped of their ornaments. For Aaron had made them naked to their shame among their enemies. He had deprived them of their ornaments and put them to a shameful use. They had not merely lost their ornaments, but they were divested of their defense against Satan, for they had lost their piety and consecration to God and had forfeited his protection. This is why some of us have dreams of walking around in public with our clothes on. You might even be completely naked or just in your underwear. The Lord's telling you your walk isn't where it should be. You need to get your garment of light better upon you. In other words, study the word. She says, he had, in his displeasure, removed his sustaining hand, and they were left exposed to the contempt and power of their enemies. Their enemies were well acquainted with the wonderful works performed by the hand of Moses in Egypt, and they knew that Moses had brought them from Egypt in obedience to the command of the God of the Hebrews, to rid them of idolatry and to secure to himself their undivided attentions and their sacred worship. See how much further we got. Oh, we got a long way to go here. Well, maybe we should stop here. Yeah, we'll pick it up here next, because I noticed we just went over time. The lights just flickered. We don't have... Oh, you just lost me? Am I back? Oh, yeah, I lost internet. Oh, man, just lost internet. All right. So if you're hearing this, what I'm saying right now, it's only because I uploaded it later, because nobody's hearing it now, so God bless.